God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So I'd like to urge you to ask yourself two questions at the end of this day. Number one, ask yourself, how much have I accomplished? And number two, ask yourself, how long will it last? Now, those are two separate but related questions. And quite honestly, probably none of us are completely objective by asking ourselves those two questions. We may either be too hard on ourselves or too easy on ourselves, as the case may be. But both of these are questions worthy of your consideration today. How much have I accomplished, and how long will it last? That is, how long will the work I've accomplished, how long will it actually last? Now, some people are task doers. They love to burn through a long list of tasks and get them done. And indeed, that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a wonderful feeling to be able to come home at the end of the day, and when someone asks, what did you do today, have a ready answer. You know, preferably a list of like 30 or 40 things. Some days I've noticed I can't really put a finger on a list of things I've done, but maybe a couple major questions have been answered or a couple important relationships have been shored up. And only God knows the importance and the impact and the longevity of such an accomplishment in that day. In any event, Josiah, King Josiah, is a man I admire. He was a man of action. He was a man who accomplished much. He's a man who trusted God. Let me just give you a summation, word for word, but without reference to which verses, in 2 Kings 23, of King Josiah's life. The Bible says, and the king went up into the house of the Lord, and he read in their ears all the words of the book. Those are two parts of one verse. So it's just the highlights of those verses. He made a covenant before the Lord. The Bible says that he took out all the vessels of Baal that were in God's temple and destroyed them. He put down the idolatrous priests. He brought out the grove from the house of the Lord. He broke down the houses of the Sodomites. The Bible says he defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense and broke down the high places. He defiled the place where people had sacrificed their own children to false gods. He took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun. He burned the chariots of the sun with fire. He was destroying all the remnants of idolatry. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, did the king beat down? And the high places that were before Jerusalem, did the king defile? He brake in pieces the images and cut down the groves and filled their places with the bones of men. The Bible says that finally someone, namely Josiah, destroyed the high place which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made. So both the high place and the altar, which was in Bethel. There's a long story to that. The narrative goes on, but I think the summation of his life is found in verse 25 that says, and like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him. You know, the Bible tells us of evil Ahab, there was no one like him before or after. And now this is his antithesis, his counterpart, his anti-Ahab. This is Josiah. No king like him before or after. What a marvelous man. What a godly king. What a great man. I like Josiah. I admire Josiah. He thought right. He did right. He thought about the words of God's law, and he accomplished them. He did them. So how much did Josiah accomplish? Much. And for that we thank God, and for that we applaud Josiah's dedication. But as to the second question, how long did it last? The Bible tells us that he died, as all kings do, and Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, was anointed king and made king in his father's stead, so verse 30 tells us. Verse 32 goes on to say, and he, that is his son, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. So how much did Josiah accomplish that lasted very long after his death? There were a number of things, but not nearly as much as would have been accomplished if he had invested in his son the kind of energies he invested in all the other great accomplishments he had completed. Now look, it's not as if I have to choose between getting things done or investing in the children who will continue that work when I'm gone. But tending to all the urgencies in life will not matter if I'm not investing in the children in particular and people in general who will carry on the work after I'm gone. Someone has said, one does not quickly replace men of experience, and that's true. But the way you give young people experience is by teaching them the truth. There are so many great men, great women of God through the history of the world, including recent days in our own country, who accomplished much but did not reach their own children, did not invest in the next generation, did not teach people who would follow them in power to do what was right. So today, I don't feel harshly towards Josiah. I think he was a good man, but he was a man whose legacy was limited because while he accomplished much, it did not last long.